Good evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Fairbanks City and Borough voters defeated commercial marijuana bans in Tuesday's municipal election. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
20 minutes after the polls closed Tuesday night, it was clear that Borough Proposition 1 and Fairbanks Proposition A both were going down in a big way. Votes against the measures jumped to a 2-1 lead over the yes votes after the first batch was tallied by the borough clerk's office. And by the end of the evening, the gap had grown by a few more percentage points.
I think what we're seeing is that the people of the city and the borough have truly realized that prohibition has failed.
Brandon Emmett is president of the Alaska Marijuana Industry Association, one of the major backers of the No on Propositions 1 and A campaign.
They like the jobs creation. They like the tax revenue. They like public safety. They like knowing that our police officers are being tasked towards more violent crime and not towards a substance who has not caused social ills like our opposition would like them to believe.
Jim Ostlin heads up Safe Neighborhoods Fairbanks, the organizations that put the measures on the city and borough ballots. And he appeared stunned Tuesday evening by the wide vote gap.
Well, I wish I had an answer for what's going on here. I don't understand it myself.
Ostlin says it's obvious the opposing side mobilized its voters better than Safe Neighborhoods did.
People didn't come out on the yes side. It didn't happen.
Ostlund also pointed to the amount of money opponents raised and spent on the campaign and his organization's inability to match it.
They spent more than three times what we did, and that made a difference, and we didn't get a lot of money till near the end of the campaign.
Ostlund says in the end, Safe Neighborhoods couldn't convince voters of the threat the organization's members believe the marijuana industry represents.
We tried to convince people. Part of the trouble is that the impact that the marijuana industry is having on the community isn't visible yet. So we really had nothing to show people.
Emmett says the outcome of the vote showed support for marijuana and the businesses that grow it has increased since Alaskans voted to legalize it 3 years ago.
Now we're seeing the people who are on the fence, who may have voted no back in 2014, have realized that everything the marijuana industry claimed to provide, we've done. And none of the social ills that our opponents said we would bring have rung true.
Emmett says the industry would like to reach out to Safe Neighborhoods members about their concerns. He says marijuana advocates have long argued that residents who don't want marijuana businesses in their neighborhoods should get them rezoned residential, which would exclude those businesses.
And we're willing to have that conversation.
Ostlund says he isn't interested in that conversation.
Well, at this point, I don't see any common ground to discuss.
He says he thinks it's likely many residents will turn to the borough for rezoning and other restrictions, but he says the most important takeaway from the election is that no one should doubt it marks the rise of a new political force in Alaska.
As the marijuana industry grows bigger and bigger, they're going to have far more influence over the politics in this community and in this state. And if marijuana wants something to happen, they're going to be able to make it happen. And if they don't want something to happen, they're going to be able to take care of that, too.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Fairbanks City voters turned down a ballot proposition Tuesday that would have authorized property tax increases to make up for reduced state funding. Mayor Jim Matherly says voters' rejection of the measure means the city council must make cuts to cover a $1.7 million decrease in state revenue sharing.
I got to meet with all the department heads, meet with my city staff, and we look at tightening the belt. Things to cut, things to consolidate, who knows?
Mayor Matherly says he intends to present some recommendations to the city council on services that could be cut to save money.
I've thought of everything from how often do we pick up garbage to how often we plow snow. But see, for a lot of taxpayers, that's where the rubber meets the road. They don't look at all the administrative work that we do. They look at the roads that have snow and the garbage that's piling up.
Councilman David Pruce has a less dire take on the city finances.
We do not need a tax increase. We have other revenue streams that will be increasing.
Pruce says that includes an expected rebound in property tax revenue.
Our real estate taxes were down $1.5 million last year. They'll be up this year, no matter what. I would say between $200,000 and $400,000.
Secondly, Pruce expects the burgeoning marijuana industry to yield more tax revenue.
We budgeted $30,000 last year. In actuality, the revenue will be $300,000 this year.
Pruce also anticipates a windfall from several federally funded road construction projects the city will head up.
We have more than $75 million over the next 5 years of road improvements through the Department of Transportation that are federally funded. And the city of Fairbanks will be the lead engineer on this.
Mayor Matherly says he and council members will look for other ways to counter the decline in state support.
The council has got to bear some responsibility for this, and I want to hear their input, and they're going to work.
The mayor says he'll only consider personnel cuts as a last resort. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin Granger.